Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. When you were younger, did you ever overhear your parents talking about you? Maybe you walked past the living room and caught a conversation that they were having. Or maybe you got up early on Saturday and went into the kitchen and realized that the conversation with coffee around the breakfast table was about you. Well, today we hear one side of a conversation. Jesus is praying to God, and the topic of this conversation is us. It's me and you. Jesus is praying that you and I would be united together in love for God, that you and I and a couple thousand other neighbors would be united together in that love. In John chapter 17, beginning with partway through verse 21, Jesus prays, "As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." Why is Jesus praying this? Why is Jesus praying that we would be united? Jesus is praying this, that we would show the world a united front, so that seeing Christians working together, putting aside our disagreements and those kind of things, the world would want to know more about why this is happening, and the world would want to know more about God. And so together, through this behavior of being unified, we would lead others to know the God that loves us so much. Some questions to ponder. Do you pray for unity among fellow Christians? What are some areas where we could work together, where we could be united across denominations as Christians together? Where have you seen God at work through peace this week? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith. With you on the journey as together we seek Christ, please tune in again next week. Blessings.